Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 877-44-TRUTH or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, you know, you get to the studio as fast as you possibly can, because today we get to talk about one of the more exciting subjects known to mankind. Perhaps, whether you're a Christian or not, really doesn't matter. This is a subject that just gets most people going. It's not politics. It's not Donald Trump. It's not Star Wars, which kind of bums me out. It's not Star Wars. It's not fast cars and fast women and all that kind of stuff. What are we talking about today,
Steve? It's Steve Noble.
It's Steve Noble.
Hey.
Yeah. No, it's definitely not Steve Noble, but nice try. I appreciate the head nod.
We might get political on this topic.
We usually do. Yeah. Cause, we're going to talk about insurance today. Because it is Money Monday. It is, even though it is technically usually 6 years out of seven, today would be March 1st. But now it's a leap year. So now we have Monday, February 29th, which is kind of odd. Could you imagine if your birthday were on, if you were actually born on a leap year on a February 29th?
I'd be younger.
You would be younger.
And you'd be older than I would. We just celebrated your birthday on Saturday. Or Sunday, whatever.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, that was fun. Thanks for coming over for that.
That was a great cake, by the way.
That was a great cake, wasn't it? Yeah, how can you make something that small weigh that much? Oh. It was like a foot, you know, maybe 10 inches, like a cube, right? It was almost a perfect cube. And I swear that thing weighed, how much do you think that weighed? 5 pounds, 6 pounds?
Oh, at least.
Yeah, it was dense.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was, but, the Noble family still, gnawing away on that bad boy. Although we did
really?
Slice it up into pieces. I think your bride suggested that we slice it up into pieces and put it in the freezer and then just take pieces out, you know, an hour before you're going to eat them, which has actually worked out well.
And she gave some good advice?
She did.
Wow.
Don't act so surprised. Apparently, she did, with that junk that you're drinking. Steve walked in. It is Money Monday with our good friend Steve Lewis from LNA Capital Advisors.
This is...
What is that?
It is called Amped.
Amped. What are you, 15 and trying to stay awake for a test? What
just,
is this?
Well, just to get through the show.
Thank you very much.
It tastes really bad.
Is this, yeah, because you took a sip as soon as the show started and then you had not such a great look on your face.
Almost fell over.
So thank you, honey, for that, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound, you sound tired. Are you tired?
It's been a day.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Why has it been a day? Do you want to share with us?
Just Mondays. And
just a Monday. Typical Monday.
Yeah, you know, it's just getting going, and
it's hard sometimes.
It is really hard
coming out of a week. At least it's beautiful. I don't know where.
This is
where
nice.
Not everybody's in Raleigh, North Carolina, listening to us right
this
now.
Is really
but
cool.
It's beautiful today. It's sunny, 70, yeah. Breeze.
We should broadcast outside someday.
That would be nice. We could do that. All I need is some internet. I get the microphone. We get the Skype going, and we're sitting outside having a little what? We gonna have a picnic or something? A Monday picnic? Is that what you're thinking?
Let's get the wives on the show and help us on the other two mics. That would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty dangerous. I don't know that it would be cool.
Would Gina do it?
She might.
Yeah.
She might.
Yeah.
I think I could probably either love her into it or shame her into it one way or the other.
Well, Thea would jump on
Thea right would on. Do it because she just want to come in here and excoriate me.
She loves doing that.
She does. That's like her spiritual gift.
Spiritual.
Put Steve in his place. I can't find that one in the Bible.
That's the sixth point of Calvinism.
Yes, it could be the sixth point. Yes, that's a good point. All right, so we're going to talk about insurance, but before we get to that, and insurance obviously can be a rather confusing subject. We'll talk about typically we think of Steve Lewis, LNA Capital Advisors, as a financial advisor, but you're also licensed insurance. Is that right?
Well, yeah. To complete the picture, yes.
Yeah.
Don't do a whole lot of it. There are different types of insurances that require different types of licenses. In this state, it's property and casualty. I don't do property and casualty. It's your State Farm. People wanting, do your auto, do your home. That's a completely different license. It's a high liability license to carry something like that. And then you do have your health license for health insurance. You have your life license for life insurance. And way back when I got my license 15-plus years ago, the health and life was all one license. And under that banner, it covers, you know, fixed annuities and life insurance, whether it be term, whole life, universal life, and a host of things. And, you know, it's regulated under the Department of Insurance. It's a statutory, regulatory environment.
Yeah.
What's available here is not available in New York.
Right.
Trust
it's
me.
Different from state to state.
It is. And it's overseen. And it's required, I think, in order to be advise people on financial instruments. You need to, insurance plays a big, big role in
it. Yeah, so we'll come at this today on Money Monday with our friend Steve Lewis. We'll come at this from a kind of a financial perspective, not necessarily talking about the life insurance itself per se, but life insurance as a part of your overall financial picture. So we'll look at term, we'll look at whole life, we'll look at universal.
No, we should define what the players are.
Right, which we'll do.
And what context one should consider one of these things, as opposed to some people on the radio who are just broad brushing everything and saying, stay away from it, stay away from it.
Right.
And then you have on the other side, there's people on other radio stations thinking annuities are the panacea. You know, we hear it all the time.
Sure.
And so we need to kind of define who the players are, isolate them, define what their roles are, and then people take it from there.
Yeah, we'll do that. So education, once again, and what you do with it is up to you. But should we do a market recap? It's been kind of an interesting year, so to speak. You could say that. I mean, February in and of itself, I'm looking at finance.yahoo.com, which shows you all three indices for the month of February, where it started off, and then it kind of came down, and then it kind of came back up. And for the month, let's see, Dow Jones off, like looks like 1.35, and then the NASDAQ and the S&P are slightly off. Well, one's off 0.37 and one's above 0.41.
Well,
but overall in the year, it's just bloody as usual.
Yeah. Year to date, the NASDAQ is down almost 9.
Wow.
Dow Jones is down over. Oh, this is as of before I left my office an hour ago. Dow Jones is down 5% for the year. Standard & Poor, identical. But let's go back the last 12 months. The NASDAQ hasn't really changed. It's down 8.2. So it's been relatively flat, you know, up and down, highly deviated, but the end result is the same. The Dow Jones has picked up 4%. A year ago, it was down 9% from a year ago. And the Standard & Poor's was down 8.1% a year ago, last 12 months. So sure, it's definitely been a highly volatile ride.
Yeah.
The market today has up down to almost 200 points.
Yeah, just crazy.
Open up way negative, way positive.
Well, we'll hit on some of that when we come
negative
back.
Right now.
We'll look at some of the sectors, and then we'll move into our conversation about insurance. Steve Noble with Steve Lewis from LNA Capital Advisor. It is Money Monday on Call to Action. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. It is Money Monday, although we're jumping the gun a little bit. But hey, it is a leap year. So today being Monday, February 29th, normally 6 years out of seven, today would have actually been Monday, March 1st. So we decided to go ahead and pull the trigger and do Money Monday today with our good friend Steve Lewis, LNA Capital Advisors, which you can see and read a little write-up about LNA Capital Advisors on our brand new website, same address, c2atoday.com. C2A today.com. That's the letter C, the number two, the letter A as in called to action. C2A today.com, which really looks awesome. And we're, you know, we just went live a couple of days ago. So now we're working through the kinks. There's a few kinks here and there in the website, but the podcast, the blog posts, we've got the daily devotionals. We'll be getting those back on there in the next couple of weeks, and a lot of news stories and stories that I'm reading that you can follow, and in four categories that I'm looking at continually, that being the 2016 election, ISIS and Islam. We're always dealing with watching what's happening with Planned Parenthood, especially since the videos came out last summer. And then last but not least, a category we call Gender Bender, which is really all about the battle over gender these days. So everything I do podcast-wise, blog post-wise, and news stories that I share on there all go underneath one of those four categories, too, so that you can follow along as these stories develop over time. So a lot going on there, but also when you look at the bottom of the page and go to the partners page, that's where you see LNA Capital Advisors. LACapitalAdvisors.com, as always, Steve Lewis. Always great to have you in the studio. Welcome back. Here we are, another one, right? How you doing? You all right?
We're great.
How's that amped up drink that your wife gave you? Is that pumping you up?
It's so bad.
It smells.
smells.
Did you smell it?
Yeah, it smells bad.
I know it does.
Yeah, here. Let me have it again. Let me smell it.
Is that cup empty? Is that cup empty?
It's got a little coffee in it. I'll get another cup and I'll try it here.
You
got to
try it. It's really
Isagenix Amped NOX dietary supplement. Train harder and longer. Garden blend. Well, that's the problem. Garden blend. It smells like you were out in the garden working. That's what this smells like to me.
It sounds like something liberal.
Yeah, well, we are equal opportunity destroyers here on Call to Action. Okay, we were talking about the market, so let's look at – we always talk about market segments for our
– Sectors.
Sectors for people that maybe are new to Money Monday here on Call to Action. Tell us again what a market sector is.
Well, depending on the research firm, they will divide the markets into sectors. For example, Yardini Research – pretty much sticks with the same nine. Consumer discretionary, that is a sector where one has money to spend. They will go to restaurants. They will do entertainment things, go to Disney, do things like that. And consumer staples are the basics, things like Dollar Tree. We see the auto parts stores. Walmart can fall into that category. We have energy, which speaks for itself. A lot of oil and gas in there. Financials are your banks, of which is the worst for the year at 11% down.
Wow.
Healthcare is down 7%. Healthcare comprises of medical services, medical devices, biotech, anything involving healthcare. It's a large swath of a sector, and there's a lot of subsectors of that. Industrials are down 2. Information technology down 6. Materials down 4. Telecom up 9.
Interesting.
And utilities up 6. For the month, as we are having this end of the month show, we have nothing has fared too much better. Industrials are positive 4, information tech down 1, materials up 8, which is a good sign for the economy. Everything starts with materials.
Building stuff. Right?
Yes. And telecom is up 3, utilities up 1, healthcare flat, financials down 2, energy down 2, staples flat. Discretionary flat, S&P flat for the month of February.
So as a financial advisor and looking at this stuff every day the way that you do, do you pay much attention to what's going on in the presidential race in terms of if we have a Hillary Clinton White House or if we have a Donald Trump White House or a Marco Rubio White House? Does that even affect you on a daily basis?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't?
No. No. I mean, a regulatory change would. A tax would. For example, we have NC Connect, which is coming up for a vote. And the Chamber of Commerce is behind it. And I emailed the gentleman in my chamber. I said, I'm not supporting it. We're already pulling $600 million out of the gas tax, but they need more money. Sending a lot of money to the UNC system. All of these things are unjustified. And a bond is a sexy word for a tax.
Right. That's all it is.
And, you know, we've had Mark Vallee on, you know, and he debated, his opponent, the incumbent, just last week.
Yeah.
And the opponent didn't have answers, who's, you know, the incumbent, on why the Duke tax is on our bill. We pay a bill to Duke Energy, and the state gives them a direct stipend from our bill, and it's to create jobs, he said.
Right.
Hasn't created anything.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So just a host of things.
So the regulatory environment, far more important than
the
presidential race.
We watch the regulatory.
Although presidents can impact the regulatory.
Yeah, we watch the regulatory environment. Interest rate environment. I mean, the financials are just horrible.
Yeah.
And so it's not really going anywhere there. The home building has fallen more than they've wanted it to see. The size of the homes, the price per square foot of the homes has fallen. The homes are very small, 170 to 220 in their price range, and they're very close together, right? I've always said if you're slightly inebriated, you're going to pull into the wrong home one night.
Right, because they're so close together.
They're so close together. And it doesn't do well for growing communities. We see that in Holly Springs, where the...
Yeah, here outside of the Raleigh-Durham area.
Yeah, Southwest Wake, and you don't see the larger homes being built as much as the smaller ones.
Yeah.
And that's, you have to look at the long-term effects. Everything has a cause and effect. And so the interest rates are what they are. They didn't go up last month as people thought they would at the beginning. But the same Fed chairwoman that's justified an increase in January stated that the thing isn't looking as good as they thought.
No, really? No.
So
the government's changing its mind on something?
Yeah.
Perhaps their original opinion isn't quite what
yes.
matching up with
but
reality?
But still at the end of the day, Steve, it's really just watching the way the economy, what the consumers are doing with their money or not doing with their money in this case. And, you know, we trust that it will come back around. Volume is up. That looks good. That gives us more transparent data on a specific sector or in a specific subsector.
I would imagine all this. Let me interrupt you there for a second, and then I want to set up the insurance conversation for the second half of the show. But I would imagine this environment makes your job all the more challenging, doesn't it? Trying to wade through all the negative.
It's probably been the most frustration that we've experienced in a long time.
Yeah.
We've had more stops hit in our accounts than ever before. We've had more limit orders hit. You know, that's a future, it's not an option, but you're buying at a future price hit than ever before. We're still carrying in different portfolios, certain amounts of cash. I mean, up to 50% cash
wow.
still. And so
as a bulwark against these crazy markets.
Absolutely. And it's just trying to find the sweet spot. It's been very, very difficult. We've probably executed, well over 1,000 trades this year.
Wow.
Already.
Yeah.
And we start early in the morning.
Yeah.
And we go late at night. We see the after hour movement and we can set a limit order in after hours. We can set it at market.
So it's really a daily basis trying to hunt
it
and
is.
Find the value.
It is. And you have one holding that can really make it sour for everything in the portfolio for no reason.
Yeah.
It will just decide to take a vacation.
Yeah. Well, that's where it's always interesting to watch the numbers come out because you go, well, there's all this growth, there's all this cash, but if they don't hit the earnings per share, all of a sudden the market says, oh, no, that's we don't value
well,
that.
Well, on the political side, you're talking 4.9 unemployment. The real unemployment's a lot higher than
sure
that.
Sure it is.
It's four times that.
Yeah.
And that's not being discussed. So if it's that good on a 4.9, go back to the Bush years, we had 41 all-time highs.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. When yeah. we come back, we'll start talking about insurance. We're going to start off. It is Money Monday, although it is, like I've said before, it's Monday, February 29th, but, well, we're close enough. Tomorrow's the start of the month of March, and plus I'll be out of town next Monday. This Sunday I'll be in Dallas with my youngest daughter, Caroline. She'll be with me. We're flying out to Dallas on Friday morning. Harvest America this Sunday, March 6th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, harvestamerica.com. I'll be a part of what could be one of the largest one-day evangelistic outreaches in America. That's AT&T Stadium, Steve-O. That's where the Cowboys play.
Oh, it's going to be held there.
It's going to be held there. Goodness. I'll actually be doing the show this Friday from inside AT&T Stadium. So they've
really?
Got me a radio booth reserved. So it's going to be me and some other folks there from Harvest probably will be a part of the show in that 100,000-seat stadium. And then Steve Noble sitting in there
will he
in the radio booth.
Will he fill it up?
Greg Laurie, I mean, that's not Greg's problem. That's God's problem. But
yeah.
There's about 650 churches involved in Dallas. There's the marketing materials are everywhere. It's all over Dallas. And, of course, that's the hub for Harvest America. But we're on track, Steve, to see about 5,000 host locations around the country for Sunday night. So that doesn't cost you anything. You can use Roku. You can use DirecTV. You can go online and get it at harvestamerica.com and be a part of the crusade right in your own family room. We're going to have Switchfoot, Mercy Me, Lecrae, and Chris Tomlin doing the music. And then Greg will give a very direct, very relevant. He's very funny. He uses modern day, current news examples and a really strong proclamation of the gospel. And he'll call people to respond. And by God's grace, people respond every time. It's amazing to watch. But it doesn't have to be limited to there at the Cowboy Stadium. It can be in your family room. So if you have your own kids, you want them to hear the gospel via a gifted evangelist, and Greg Laurie definitely is, or your neighbors or coworkers, friends, anybody else that you know that maybe is sick and tired of hearing it from you, or you've just been, quite honestly, afraid to share with them. Have them over for dinner. Have a barbecue since it's in Texas. Whatever. Just be a part of it this coming Sunday, March 6th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Have the music on in the background, and then watch God use Greg Laurie once again to deliver the gospel and call people to a decision. And it might be somebody sitting in your family room. HarvestAmerica.com, and I'll be there live with my daughter, Caroline, and I'll probably shoot some video while we're there because that's going to be wild and then share that on Facebook while it's happening and put some things up on the new website, c2atoday.com. Steve Lewis's website, of course, lacapitaladvisors.com. And let's turn the corner, Steve-O. Let's talk about everybody's favorite subject, insurance. So when I thought of insurance, I thought in terms of, well, that's something you leave behind when you die for your spouse or for your kids. So then I went and looked, of course, in the Bible. And inheritance, we know, was a big deal in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, we don't really speak of a physical inheritance nearly as much as we do a spiritual inheritance and making sure our children have had a chance to respond to the gospel and raising them up in the way they should go. But we do need to be good stewards. So how do we look at insurance, not as a fear thing, but as a good stewardship thing? So walk us down this road.
Well, insurance is the means or the desire for someone to mitigate something. Something. Globe Insurance. I'm 52 now. I get these things from Globe. And it's a company that specializes in you to cover the costs of burial. And it's guaranteed issue. You can get $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 of coverage. And it's the premium stays. It's like a whole life policy, and it just sticks there. You can have, and of course, the different types of whole life policies. You have whole life, and you have universal life, and you've got term. Term carries no cash value at all. You're basically covering 10 years, 15 years, 25 years. At the end of the term, it's gone.
There's a death benefit, and that's the end
correct.
Of the story.
Now, with the permanent insurance, there are people on the radio that don't like permanent insurance. And everything I might add is regulated by somebody. Everything out there is approved by the SEC. It's there. The states regulate the means with which these things are sold and represented across the country. To go out there on the radio, as a lot of some people do, and take broad strokes at saying, well, all permanent insurance is bad, is highly irresponsible. Their life insurance isn't just for the survivors now. It is also for the owner. There are a lot of benefits in the cash value and in the death benefit that the owner can use tremendously. For example, in the death benefit, you can apply the death benefit in policies, not all, but how you construct them, to cover long-term care. So, for example, if you have a $600,000 death benefit and you go into a nursing facility, you can exercise up to 60% of that $600,000 tax-free.
Wow.
And have $360,000 to cover the disability. That's huge. Does it reduce your cash value? Yes. Does it reduce your death? Yes, but that's not the point.
Right.
You're leveraging dollars into
thousands of
dollars. They're going to
pay that money anyway.
They're going to pay it anyway, right. The cash, with the people accumulate lots of money in cash. My wife used to work for Chubb Life, and she used to do a lot of loans for the wealthy, and they used to store thousands and hundreds and thousands of dollars into these insurance products, and it grows deferred. So you don't get a 1099 if it makes 8% or makes 5%. And, once you, what's called, LIFO, last in, first out, if you get interest on your principal and you take a withdrawal, interest comes out first. But once you get in the principal, you're not taxed on it. And so people will use that as a form of income. So they're highly diversified. It's just not a death benefit to the heirs. Although if your goal to mitigate is income replacement and Steve Noble passes away, Gina has to raise a few children. How much do you want her to have?
Right.
So it could be $500,000. It could be whatever it could be. Term is the least expensive, but it runs out. It's not permanent. If people want permanency, then they go into those other sites. And so it goes back to also who is recommending what based upon who they represent as a company.
Right. So let me ask you that question, because that brings to mind, whether it's Dave Ramsey or whoever else you want to talk about, when people on the radio are wholesale slaughtering any insurance, they should just get cheapo term insurance. They have a death benefit. It's not good for anything else. Why do they do that? Why do they just throw it right out?
Because they don't know the industry, and they are speaking ignorantly. A lot of these people that you kind of described there, and there's others that want to be perceived as all things to all people.
Yeah,
and they can't be perceived as not knowing something. The permanent insurance business is powerful. It's absolutely powerful, and it's been around for a very long period of time. And blessed is the man that leaves a legacy for his children.
Right. That's
well,
right.
So you have a benefit that can go to your children. It doesn't have to be millions of dollars. It might be $20,000 a child. That could be a very important piece of money going
Absolutely.
To a child to cover something
yeah.
in their later years or in their midlife. So they're powerful tools. So the people that you seek across from the table, you really need to get lots of quotes and see lots of people, because if you work for someone like an Allstate, or all you're going to get is their stuff.
Sure.
If you work with a broker, he's still going to have his favorites. So, and there's differences between universal life and whole life. Universal is a lot more versatile. You can put in different types of premiums. You can adjust your death benefit. You can do a lot of things, where in most cases, whole life, you can't.
In terms of looking at term versus whole life and universal life, is part of it, does it start at all with affordability? Because the thing that gets sold about term life insurance all the time, mm-hmm, is how cheap it is.
Right.
It's so cheap, and then you can have a $250,000 death benefit for your spouse when, mm-hmm, you die.
Right.
Is this a matter of some people simply can't afford anything other than term life
insurance? Well, let's say, for example, you and Jeannie get married, and you have your first child, and you have an apartment. Hayden's your first child, and he's just, you know, still in diapers. Getting a term policy would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's cheap. It's affordable. You can leverage literally a couple million.
Worst case scenario is covered.
Yes, and she has that. Now, insurance is income tax free. Income tax free. However, it does not avoid the death tax.
Right.
So you have to be conscious of that. So there's no federal tax. There's no state tax. It doesn't impact if you're on Social Security. It doesn't impact your income on that, but it can impact your estate tax, depending on what state you are in.
So when your financial picture starts to get a little more complicated, and now you're looking at down the road as you age, and you got a portfolio to deal with, now we start looking at insurance as not a kind of a stopgap measure, like you mentioned, if Gina and I were really young and in an apartment with one child. Now we're looking at a component. It's a component.
Correct.
In a healthy overall financial picture that we need to consider.
Yeah, it's everything. I mean, insurance is annuities. Fixed annuities are insurance. You are mitigating, not outliving your money. Or you're using it as dollar cost averaging. You can use these things in a host of different ways. And so you have auto insurance, health insurance, of course, you know, which is interesting about that. I don't want to get political, though, but as I indicated on our first opening, that insurance is a contract regulated at the state level, approved at the state level between myself and Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Right.
That's who I have. However, the first time in the history where the federal government decided to come in and impede that contract and change the terms of a state regulated contract.
Right.
And what they've done now is open Pandora's box.
And now we see Blue Cross Blue Shield, at least here in the state of North Carolina.
They want to get out.
They want to get out. They want
United
to bail
Healthcare
on Obamacare.
Already looks like they're getting out in 17.
Well, they're losing their shirt on it.
Right. Aetna's only in 23 states. It's a really kind of a problem.
Yeah.
And so really you've opened up Pandora's box when you have that happening. And that should have been argued at the Supreme Court level. But I think really the tactic on the Affordable Care Act, to get off on a slight tangent, is, as Rush Limbaugh talked about, is let this thing play out and let the merits show how bad it really is.
And that's
what's really happening right now.
And it's doing that all on its own, and no political spin required. It's just the truth. This is Steve Noble talking to Steve Lewis from LA Capital Advisors, lacapitaladvisors.com. When we come back, how do you use insurance in your overall financial picture? We'll do that here on Money Monday when we come back after this break. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. It is Money Monday with my good friend Steve Lewis, LA Capital Advisors. That's lacapitaladvisors.com is the website. Or the phone number, 1-800-401-1609, if you'd like to have a conversation with Steve. And he's available to help you out. Also, here at the end of the show, and now we're going to be talking about, Steve, we're going to talk about, okay, let's look at whole and universal life. We've already kind of dealt with term. Whole and universal, we'll talk about the difference, and then we'll talk about the ways that people can use these in their overall investment in financial world and portfolio, and how they're dealing with all of the ins and outs of that. But ultimately, Steve also has a free book that he wants to give out, Tax-Free Retirement. That's a book that he's going to explain what that's all about here in a few seconds. But if you want to get one of those, how many of those do you have, by the way?
I have a dozen or so right now.
A dozen or so that we can give. Okay, so he's got a dozen or so that Steve can give away. So you can get to him either by calling LA Capital Advisors, 800-401-1609, or just go to his website, lacapitaladvisors.com, and hit the contact button. You can also get to his website via my website. I don't want to give you too much information and freak you out, but you're used to hearing mine, c2atoday.com. Just go to the partners page or at the bottom of the homepage, and you'll see the logo for LNA Capital Advisors. So that's available. 10 or 12 of those he has that he wants to give away to you, which is awesome. Tax-free retirement, which is about insurance. So let's tackle this first one, Steve. Just the difference between whole life and universal life. We dealt with term, But whole and universal. Go.
Whole life is, as it is defined, whole life. So as long as you pay the premiums, the policy will be cover your whole life. What we see with whole life, though, unfortunately, is that when your life expectancy hits, say at 86 years, say it be 86 years, you may be asked to pay more premium.
Yeah.
But you'll always have it. They cannot cancel your policy.
Okay.
If you've been diagnosed with a cancer, it's all yours.
Yeah.
And the term of that contract is pretty much set. If your premium is $1,000 a month, it's $1,000 a month. Universal life is a lot more different. You can increase the premium. You can lower the premium. You can lower the death benefit. If you can't afford the $1,000 a month, you can drop it to $500. And then they'll work on you on terms of how low that death benefit will go. And when you construct these things also, it's very critical that there's what's called variable universal life. A lot of brokers will do that because they get fees, a lot of fees off of these things, off of the cash value. You can lose a lot of cash value. Whereas in the fixed whole life or the fixed universal life, the principal is protected. So there's no risk on that. Yeah. I come from the world that if you are mitigating something as important as life insurance, regardless of what you want to do, we'll cover a few options in a minute, I don't think you should risk the capital. So
kind of self-defeating.
It defeats the purpose.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
So when you build these things, it's, you know, the agent that you work with, you tell them, I want to solve for the highest death benefit possible, which means you will not accumulate much cash value. Consequently, the antithesis is I want to accumulate a lot of cash, which will lower the death benefit, which lowers the cost of insurance, and then you can leverage more cash because they're all priced to do these things.
Right.
And how you construct these things. There's a lot of ways you can construct these things.
Yeah. Okay. So that's good to know. There's a lot of flexibility there. But in terms of variable universal, that's not something that you would do like for yourself.
As I indicated, I just would not risk the working capital.
Kind of counterproductive there. Okay. So we're going to talk about four different ways, friends, as we finish up this conversation, the rest of the show. Disability and or long-term care. So these are uses for a whole life policy or a universal policy. Income replacement. Inheritance, when we're talking about other people using it, or cash value, which is when the owner or you can use it. So let's start with disability and long-term care. How can we use these to affect that?
Well, you first need to find a representative or if you're an agent of some kind or anyone licensed in it to which ones are offer these things. And there's a lot of them. So just don't be satisfied with one. Look at a few because they're all going to have some moving parts that you may not want and so forth. So it's very, very critical. Don't accept someone saying, oh, you don't want those. We want to go after this. Then walk away and find somebody else. So there's a plethora of them out there, a lot of them out there. And so they could be very, very critical. Some offer cash value, and they give a death benefit of, say, $250,000, and that $250,000 will double for disability. It leverages twice, one for death benefit, one for long-term care, all in one product. There's a lot of interesting things. The industry has evolved tremendously.
So you could use a whole life insurance policy on the disability side. If I'm the owner and I become disabled,
mm-hmm.
I can access the cash value to kind of replace.
Or some are constructed to where you can use the death benefit,
which would
be a whole lot larger.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. So, and then long-term care, like you mentioned before, I think for a lot of our listeners, listen, the reality is Christian radio skews older. I mean, we're not generally talking to a bunch of 30-year-olds. We're
correct.
Talking to people our age in our 50s and up. But long-term care, I was unaware of that one. How does that work?
Well, the same way. Some are limited if you're only in an institution. Some allow you to use it as a full, it's a long-term care contract. It covers adult daycare. It covers adult living, everything under the sun. You can be at home healthcare. You can be at home.
Wow.
And use these benefits. So again, you really have to ask these questions that go in there. Don't go in there blind.
Right.
If people are out of the air, they can call us and we can walk them through some of the questions to ask.
Yeah, which is, I'm glad you mentioned that. So again, it's LACapitalAdvisors.com. And again, Steve's here to educate and to come alongside and give you the information. What you do with it is up to you, but that's a great conversation to have. Say, okay, I don't have a clue here. I'm kind of like Steve Noble. So help me understand what we're talking about. So you can go to the website, LACapitalAdvisors.com or 1-800-401-1609. What about income replacement?
Income replacement. The death benefit goes income tax-free, indicated the previous segment, to the beneficiaries. But, you know, in this example, income replacement would be to the spouse. So if I've got $1 million term life, for example, I know we're not covering term, but it works the same way, and I pass away on my way home tonight, my wife will get a $1 million check from the insurer. And they have to pay within 30 days after that company receives the death certificate.
Wow.
They'll require an original.
Quick turnaround.
And they will send you the original back. So we always ask people when they lose their spouse, garner about 10 to 13 copies of a death certificate.
Wow.
You're going to use those things in places that, you know, some will just require a fax with the logo, you know, the signia on it. Some will require the originals.
Yeah.
So make sure that you're prepared on sending those.
Yeah, because you don't want to be trying to figure all
that. Well, you may have three or four policies. I've got clients who have a half a dozen policies.
Yeah. Plus, you don't want to figure that out when you're in the midst of your mourning.
You don't want to be part of that.
And do me a favor, Steve. Let's bring somebody on that can really help us understand what we need to be prepared for if one spouse or the other dies. So we say, okay, here's kind of a plan of what you need to execute upon your death. This is the kind of stuff that comes up. Because a lot of people, especially women that are widowed, don't have a clue what's coming their way or before they're widowed. But I want to talk about that in the future. Let's talk about inheritance. So this isn't necessarily the income replacement. You may want to use it as a literal inheritance for, like, your kids.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the deal with that? How does that work?
The children receive the money. And if they are under 18, there has to be a guardian appointed to that inheritance. And but over 18, they get the cash. They'll get a check in the mail.
No matter what a parent says, you can't put any strings on that and say, hey, I want to have an executor over it or
I mean, a trust or whatever. Remember, these are contracts, and they do not go through probate. So they move really quick. And if you want to restrict how the child gets that money, then it's best to consider getting a trust that will receive the benefits.
Right. Goes to the trust.
And then the trust dictates the terms of the distribution.
Yeah. So you could do X number of dollars per year for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, that's good to know that you can control that instead of just a big lump sum.
Now, if it's in most pay,
with a 19-year-old with $300,000 in their pocket, not a great idea.
He'll be a very popular kid in college.
Yeah, for about 6 months, and then he'll be prodigal and he'll waste it all.
Yeah.
That's good to know that. Okay, cash value. Let's talk about that one because that's really intriguing as we wrap it up.
Well, if you take the money out over 10 years, they'll increase the death benefit by 10%.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Because you're not taking the cash out as
fast. And they're still making money.
Good for them, right? All right, so cash value, where the owner can actually
use it. Your cash value, these things are pretty powerful. Contrary to some people on the radio saying it doesn't build cash value, they're absolutely wrong. It depends on how you set them up. My goal is not to have such a large death benefit, but I want a safe place to grow money. Tax deferred, no 1099.
Yeah.
You can get the right ones that will do this. And there are companies that specialize just in that. So companies specialize in very specific things. Some just concentrate on long-term care. Some cover on large death benefits without long-term care. Some cover, go after the market who wants to provide the large cash value. And you just have to, you know, go out there and shop these things and look at these things. Get five or six different company quotes. And they're pretty powerful tools.
And you mentioned this off the air, but that's becoming pretty popular in even paying for something like college.
Yeah, it's replacing 529s because the cost of 529s, especially if it's in a broker platform, you're looking at 3 or 4% charges for these things. And they're not managing those assets. The 529s are highly volatile instruments because they're using almost like target funds in 401ks. Well, gee, your kid's not going to go to college for another 20 years. Oh, my gosh, just put these things in large cap funds, and then they lose half of the money. It defeats the purpose. So people use these things and get a higher rolling average tax deferred, as I indicated. There's no charges. You know, you can't lose the principal. And if you die early, there's a large amount of money going to maybe a trust account for that child's college.
Right.
See, so you've got a backup behind the primary. You see.
Yep.
So it's a great tool. I mean, they're multi-use tools. It's like driving an SUV.
Yeah.
It's not just a one-dimensional two-wheel drive car.
Right. You got all
There's a lot you can do with it,
including retirement income.
Retirement income's powerful.
You can use the death penalty before you die.
We've got clients who have several hundred thousand dollars in cash value. If they borrow against it, it's tax-free.
Wow.
Like you do a 401k.
Yeah.
You can borrow on your 401k. You can borrow on these.
Wow.
You know, so they're really crazy tools. I mean, they're just not one-dimensional as they were 25, 30 years ago, where whole life owned the business.
Yeah.
So it's worth kicking the tires.
Yeah, it's worth kicking the tires. And to get some help with that, first of all, tax-free retirement, a free book that Steve's giving away. Go to his website, lacapitaladvisors.com, and just connect with them on the contact button. Or give them a call, 1-800-401-1609. If you and I are already friends on Facebook, I'll tell you what, just send me a note on Facebook real quick. He's got 10 or 12 of these to give away. send me a note on Facebook with your name and your address, and I'll give that over to Steve, and he'll send one to you. Steve, thanks for being here. It's always great to have you on. And we'll be back tomorrow, friends. This is Steve Noble on Call to Action Radio. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon.